Welcome back to our audio cast recording in our coverage of the Adobe Creative Suite 6, the Creative Cloud. And please tell us who you are today, our special guest.
Hi there, my name is Danny Beaumont, and I'm a group product manager, and I work on Adobe Muse.
What is Adobe Muse, and how is it spelled?
A-D-O-B-E-M-U-S-E. And Adobe Muse is an application that allows visual designers to create complete HTML, CSS, and JavaScript websites without having to write any code.
How is that possible, Danny?
I think what you would see is the web has evolved to a place where there are a great deal of standards around browsers, platforms, operating systems, standards like CSS and HTML, such that we really see enough patterns in the web and do not require that you hand code a website. So Muse is an application that is kind of a classic creative application that allows you to design freely, and we take responsibility for generating the code on the back end.
Are there some sort of widgets or templates that are being used that the website creator can tap into?
Muse is a blank design canvas that allows total creative control, but to bootstrap some of the common web practices, we include within Muse something we call widgets, which are design patterns on the web that are configurable and stylable to help getting you started. So some examples of those are dynamic menus, slideshows, light boxes, accordions, common web components.
Is there any way for people to learn this stuff? Is there a help menu or a tutorial or somebody who'll come hold their hand in their office while they're figuring it out the first time?
Short of holding your hand, there is a great deal of support. One is when you're in Muse, if you just select help, it will take you to help and support pages where we have getting started articles, tutorials. There's also a website at adobekb.com, which has a number of video recordings demonstrating Muse. There's also a weekly jam session where you can watch each week and interact with the presenter around specific Muse features. You can find all of it on the Adobe Muse website at adobe.com. There are links that point you to all of that support content.
I'm on a homepage now called www.adobe.com/products/muse.html. Is that the homepage you're talking about?
That's exactly the homepage.
Do I need to know InDesign or Quark or Pages or something to be able to create my own websites if I've never done it before?
Laying out a website still requires layout and design skills, so that doesn't change. If you have familiarity with tools like Photoshop, Illustrator, or InDesign, the paradigm that Adobe uses for laying out that website will be familiar to you. If you've never used an Adobe product in your life, I would suggest that stepping through some of the introductory tutorials for Muse is also a great way to learn the tool. So you can come at it from both angles. If you are familiar with Adobe tools, you'll probably get started a little more quickly, but it is a very intuitive application.
Well, you mentioned some pretty expensive software. This sounds like I'm going to have to go to Amazon.com or a store someplace and spend hundreds of dollars to get it. How do I buy it and how much does it cost?
Muse is available by subscription. By paying a monthly fee, you can have access to Muse. Muse is also bundled together with something called the Creative Cloud membership and is included in that way. Muse is sold by subscription. That subscription allows you to pay on a month-to-month basis with an annual commitment to Muse. The price is $14.99 per month. You also can purchase it as part of the Creative Cloud membership. So for $49.99 a month, the Creative Cloud allows you to have Muse. When you buy Muse as a standalone product, that license also allows you to host one website on Adobe's Business Catalyst web hosting platform. The Creative Cloud allows you to host up to 5 websites on Business Catalyst.
Can I also go to Costco and buy it in a box for $80 or $90?
You know you can't. So Muse is not available in a box on a shelf. It's sold through the Adobe Store by subscription.
Okay, let's talk about the way I'm creating my first website. I've got a little bit of design experience. I know about panels. I know about tools. I know about menus. I know about project bins and stuff like that. But I create my content, and then I come back, and I want to change it. I start out on a Mac. I go to work. I do it on a PC. I do it on my iPad. How does it work between different devices, and how does it auto-update itself as I'm horsing around with it, working on my pages?
So Muse is a downloadable application, is available for Mac or PC. So as a designer, I would either use our Mac or a PC. When I work within Muse, Muse generates the code, the HTML, CSS, and JavaScript for the site I've just designed. Let's say I design 5 pages, and 2 days later I want to make a change to a slideshow on 1 page. When I open Muse and make that change, Muse keeps an internal manifest of those changes. So if I've only changed one part of one web page, when I publish again or export to a folder to FTP that content up to a third-party hosting platform, only that which is changed gets exported and uploaded. So as a result, I can have a very large website. If I make minor edits, it's very quick to update over time. So that site, once you've published it from the Mac or the PC, can be viewable on any web browser. So if I came to an iPad, for example, I could browse to the resulting website.
Is there a way, or do you have plans to be able to actually work on it from a tablet device?
To be able to actually build and define websites on a tablet, it's something that we are considering. It's not anything that is on the near-term roadmap, but we are looking at how designers respond to Muse and if that seems like a good fit for them.
Let's say I decide I want to take some existing content that I've got, johnnemo.com, mymac.com, pixic.com, adobe.com, amazon.com, and I own all those domains, and I want to build a new website. Is there some way that I don't need to start from scratch because I already have some existing content or embedded content?
The real answer is yes, you do start from scratch. But what I would suggest is the lion's share of effort to building a website is coming up with that first design. Once it's done, implementing it within Muse is a fraction of the time. So we've heard from a lot of Muse users that spent a month building out a site, let's say using a tool like Dreamweaver or hand coding it. Once that site is designed, it took them just an hour or two to rebuild it within Muse. So Muse definitely has a waterfall workflow. You would begin with original content in Muse, let's say typesetting, Illustrator, Photoshop contents that you import into Muse. From there, you publish up to the web, and when you want to iterate or make changes, you would open up Muse to do that. So that's the exact workflow.